Jayo Radha Madhava. Gopi Channa Pallava Giri Bharadhari Jaya. Yashoda Nandana Brajachana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Brajachana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janna Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Kacharaja Stathara Satashi Shimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Yatileva Vishnu Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharaja Stathara Satashi Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki. Anantakuri Vaishnavinda Ki. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki. Pramti Kahu Shri Krishna Praichan Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shidvaita Gadadhar Shri Basadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinash Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navdip Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki New Ramanriti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki Glory Some Devotees, Glory Some Devotees, All Glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Gaur Paramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, verse, chapter 23, verse 6. Kardama Ubacha. Tushtoha Madhyatava. Manavi manadaya. Shushushaya paramaya paraya cha bhaktya. Yo dehi namayam mativa suhritsa deho. Na vekshita samuchita kshapitung madarte. Tushto hamadyatava manavi manadaya. Shushruya Paramaya Parayacha Bhaktya. Yodehi Namayamati Vasuritsa Deho. Naveksita Samuchita Kshapitung Madate. Tushtohamadjatava Manavimana Dayo. Shushushaya Paramaya Prayacha Bhaktya. Yodehi Namayamati Vasuritsa Deho. Navekshita Samuchita Kshapitong Marate. Oh, Amma. Ladies. Nobody else? Everybody else?
Kardama Uvacha. The great sage Kardama said, Tushta, pleased, aham, I am, adya, today, taba, with you, manavi, O daughter of Manu, manadaya, who are respectful, shushushaya, by the service, paramaya, most excellent, pradaya, highest, cha, and bhaktya, by the devotion, ya, that which, dehinam, to the embodied, ayam, this, ativa, extremely, suhit, dear, sah, that, deha, body, not, avekshitaha, taken care of, samuchitaha, properly, kshapitom, to expend, matarte, on my account. Translation, Kardama Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, today I'm very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I'm astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. Purport. It is indicated here that one's body is very dear, yet Devahuti was so faithful to her husband that not only did she serve him with great devotion, service, and respect, but she did not even care for her own health. That is called selfless service. It appears that Devahuti had no sense pleasure, even with her husband. Otherwise, she would not have deteriorated in health. Acting to facilitate Kardama Muni's engagement in spiritual elevation, she continually assisted him, not caring for bodily comfort. It is the duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially when the husband is engaged in Krishna consciousness. In this case, the husband also amply rewarded the wife. This is not to be expected by a woman who is the wife of an ordinary person. Om Agana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshinamalitan Yanitasmaya Shivayama. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutalai Swayam Rupadama Yam Dadati Sapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Garoshi Tapata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishtavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Litam Tam Shri Jivam Sadvaitam Savadiyutam Savrajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Hagana Lalita Shiva Shakam Vidam Shcha. He Krishna Kuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Vanchakalpadarubhyascha kipasindubhyevacha patitana pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Kardama uvacha tushtoham adyatava manavimana daya shushushaya paramaya parayacha bhakcha yo deinam mayamativa suhit sadeho navekshita samuchita kshapitam arte. Kardama Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, today I'm very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I'm astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. So in this verse, in this chapter, we're going to hear a little bit about Devahuti. We've been hearing a lot about it. We're going to hear more. And so with this particular statement, he's very pleased and that you have neglected your own body. But later on, Devahuti's body becomes rejuvenated throughout this chapter and especially. And this different words here are used. Tushtoham. Tushtoham. I am very pleased, satisfied. So Kardama is acting as the guru, acharya. Acharyamam vijaniyam. Throughout Bhagavatam, in different ways, the acharya or the guru and disciple is enunciated in different ways. So this is another way. Even in the story of Paranjana, how the Paranjana and his wife acts as his good intelligence, and he acts as guru. So that sometimes the roles are the reverse also. The wife acts as the intelligence. And so here, Devahuti is his wife, and he's been saying, he says in this several verses how you're not aware of all of my powers and my realization. And then that becomes revealed. But her qualification is that Manadaya, respectful. Amanina mani manadena kirtaniya sadhari. So this means that one gives respect to the guru. We just heard a story about the guru and Ajamil's story, when he was thinking that he wanted to ask Prabhupada something, but his mind was completely blown. Didn't have to ask anything. Even Prabhupada spoke that he only asked his guru what service he could render. So Devahuti's rendering this selfless service, and all living entities are very attached to the body. That's given throughout the Bhagavatam. One thing we can take from this immediately is that how different this verse is from the material world or anything that you will learn, say, in university. In Mayapur, one time, Prabhupada was lecturing on Kunti's prayers, and he said that this one prayer, just one line, there was more knowledge, more realization than equaled, far more than anything you could learn in a mundane university. That because Kunti was asking about this material world, that it was so miserable, how can we become relieved from the miseries of this material world? So this would be the question. Here she hasn't come to this situation, but she's people used to be astonished also that Prabhupada disciples, they would work very hard, and they would be accused of, that Prabhupada would be accused of exploiting his disciples, that you're sitting in this beautiful car, and your disciples are working, going out. We see them out in the airports and here and there working. So this mundane mentality has to be given up, and one works very hard going out, distributing books or doing any type of service, not even sleeping. Just like Jayananda, one time he came before, there was a group after the Ratha Yatra, I think it's 74, and the group came into Prabhupada's room in San Francisco and very eager to hear, but Jayananda was sitting in the back practically snoring. It was definitely like, and everyone could see it. And so it seemed strange that Jayananda is such a, but he had put on the whole Ratha Yatra, I mean, not single-handedly, but he was the great impetus behind it. And so Prabhupada said, don't bother him. So he is done. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was advised by some of his disciples, or it was suggested that this Abhay Babu, he is a very great organizer, and he has done so much for our Bombay MOP. He should be in charge of it. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, no, he will do everything. You don't have to, advise or give any recommendation. He will do everything on his own. So Prabhupada was like this, that we heard about it recently. We hear it, that Prabhupada was giving up his money, that he little few rupees he had for Boga, and he was doing his books, buying paper, going in Delhi, taking rickshaw, doing so many, giving up his identification with the body, simply for the guru. Guru, shushu shreya. This word is here, shushu shreya bhaktya. This type of enthusiasm, shushu shoshadadanasha, vasudeva kataru chihisyan mahatsevaya vipra. In that beginning Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter rather, verse, a similar expression is there. Shushu shoshadadanasha vasudeva kataru chihisyan mahatsevaya vipra, punyatirtini shevanat. Means that by doing this service for the guru, one gets a taste. So here Devahuti has a taste for the service for the guru. Of course, the wife is meant to give selfless service in any case, that this is the beauty of the wife, the chastity. So Devahuti is showing that. But at the end of this purport, Prabhupada says something. This is not to be expected by a woman who is the wife of an ordinary person who's not engaged in devotional service. So someone might read that and say, well, you know. So Prabhupada is always setting this very high bar. These words, tushtoham, are used in different ways, but the specific words were used when even Krishna was serving his guru. It's there in the Bhagavata, in the 10th canto, later on, the 80th, when Sudama Vipra had gone to see Krishna and Dwarka, and he was also very emaciated, quite suffering bodily, and his wife advised him to go see Krishna. So they were recounting all their pastime, especially how they had gone out to get some firewood. Samatpani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. One of the duties of the disciple is that he gets samatpani. He comes very humbly. Even he's Krishna, he goes out looking for a wood in the forest with Sudama to satisfy the guru, because there's always a sacrificial fire going, one performing fire yajnas. So they went out to get the firewood, and suddenly a great storm unseasonably came, and it's hard to believe that Krishna would become suffering, but it's described there that he and Sudama were caught in this incredible hurricane, tornado, who knows. So then Krishna was saying that this is what Sandipani Muni, he's quoting his guru, was very satisfied, used these exact words, tushtoham bo, he says, dvija shreshta, that you are dvija shreshta. So he gave benediction to them that they would, of course we know Krishna Balaram could learn immediately, they don't have to learn anything, they're all knowing. Abhigyas Farat, but they got this benediction by satisfying the guru, everything is there. So one should accept the guru, Guru Padashrayas, just coming out through these chapters, and Devahuti is accepting Kardama as guru. And although, also this term paramaya mudha atovai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya mudha, another verse in the first canto, which is being paraphrased, quoted sort of, atovai kavaya, that all kavis, learned persons, they carry out bhakti paramaya mudha. And because Vasudeva Kataruchi, one gets a taste, but only by satisfying the guru, one gets this taste. Just like when Prabhupada first came, nobody had a taste for hearing Krishna Kata, Vasudeva Kata. Prabhupada was writing these shlokas in his poem also, that how will they get a taste? I don't know. Please make me like just a puppet and I will act. I have no idea why you brought me here. So like that, Prabhupada was just not expecting anything, didn't know what would happen. He knew he had to follow the orders of the guru. He was quoting Sri Prahlad Maharaj from his prayers that Soham katam nu visajay tava britya sevam. It's significant that Prabhupada identified that evam janam na patitam prabhavahi kupe in a pit of snakes, and material world is a pit of snakes also. But specifically, Prahlad was put into a pit of snakes, and therefore, he said, but I cannot give up, Tvaya, katam nuvisa jay, tava bhutya, sevam, I could not give up this seva, service. Sevana rupa mudayo, quite a few prayers, hari seva ka sevana, dharma paro. Bhakti Vinod says, one should serve the servants, even if one doesn't have his own taste, if he serves the person who has the taste. We chant Gayatri, we're also meditating on the guru, and even if we're not ecstatic, we're meditating on the guru, we're thinking of the guru's pastimes. We could see, oh, here's Prabhupada, here's our guru, he's absorbed in this Krishna consciousness. So by doing the seva, one neha yet karma dharmaya navaraga varagaya kalpate natirta pada sevaye jivan mritohi sa jivan mritu. This is a verse by Devahuti coming up, I think, in this chapter. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where she's saying, what is the use of doing any type of activity if it doesn't bring us to dharma, and the dharma itself doesn't give us vairagya? This is the ultimate goal, dharmasya yapavargyasya. Prabhupada one time asked what was the most important verse. Of course, we know there's so many verses in the Bhagavatam. Quote the first verse or this verse. It's savai pum samparo dharma ete chanksakala pum. So in this case, Prabhupada quoted that dharmasya yapavargyasya dharma arteo pakalpate. This verse says that whatever gain you get by your dharma, then that should not be used for sense gratification. It's so important. Prana artha diavacha shreya acharam sada. To get to the shreya, the ultimate goal, then one has to serve the guru. Without that, first thing is to approach the guru. First thing, ado gurva shreya. Vishrambena, we've been hearing all these words. These words come up again and again. When we hear it from Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami is absorbed. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. Not only does Rupa Sanatan, the other six Goswami, not only do they quote, but they give the essence of the Shastras. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano, Sadharma Samstapako. And they established the samstapa, means they established the dharma in this age by surrendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself shows that example. Guru more murka deki, that simply a fool. So she got this blessing, this Devahuti, that she got Krishna to appear as her son. First there's a whole story going to play out of the aerial mansion. So she was suffering so much, but the benediction she got was also extreme, that Kardama Muni instantly created the aerial mansion, which is like, sometimes we forget how amazing. I just read through it quickly. It was like a mind-boggling story. He created an aerial mansion. Oh, you don't know, but he's saying that you neglected your own body, even though, and in the next verse he's saying, you're not really aware of what could happen. So he's such a great mystic. He created an aerial mansion, you know, replete with pillars made of jewels and pearls and floors like that. Incredible place. Can't even, it's mind-boggling. So much so that Bhagavatam says that this aerial mansion could go to so many places even greater than the demigods could enjoy. So Devahuti was enjoying greater than the demigods. And so then she also, like Kardama, had to expand himself in 9 ways, which is a very risque topic. Well, I'm glad I don't have to speak on it today. But she, needless to say, she enjoyed more than anything. But even then, after all that enjoyment, she expressed, when Kapiladeva appeared and Kardama Muni got permission to renounce, he'd already had the 9 daughters, they married the 9 greatest sages, and then Kapiladeva appeared. He was the greatest yogi, Varimna Sarva Yogi Nam. This all leading up, you could say, all the lessons are being given here, but kind of leading us up to Kapilas Tattva Sankhyata, Bhagavan, Atmamaya, in the beginning, in the 25th chapter. We get to hear Devahuti's conversation with Kapiladeva. So this is the greatest benediction. So what could be more poignant, a story where this lady, Devahuti, gets more mundane, material satisfaction than anybody in the material world. And still, she says, this is not at all, I know this is nonsense, not satisfying. So if she questions her son, she already knows who her son is. So Kapilas Tattva Sankhyata, he is purveyor of the Sankhya Yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 5th chapter, Prabhavanti na Pandita, Sankhyam Yogas Cha Yogas Cha, Sankhyam Yogas, it says they're non-different. Prabhavanti a Pandita, one who thinks that Sankhya is different. This is a quandary that Krishna put forward, and Arjuna put forward in the beginning of the 5th chapter, that I'm kind of confused now, because you're talking about renunciation, and you're also talking about devotion, doing, but I don't know, so then, and cultivation of knowledge. So then Krishna spoke those verses in the beginning of the 5th chapter of the Gita. Sankhya Yoga Pratak Bala Pravadanti na Pandita. Only one who is not a pundit, those who are actually learned, they know Sankhya Yoga. Yoga and Sankhya are non-different. So Kapila shows that. He's the greatest yogi, and of course he's personality of Godhead. And Vishuta Shuta Devasya. We should never tire Vishuta. What does it say? I forget. It says Shava, Me Shava, where Devahuti is saying that I never tire of hearing your glories, even in the beginning of that chapter. We should never tire of hearing it. We can say we never tire after 50, 55, 60 years. I remember when these books started coming out, we were always anxious to get the newest book. Those of us who worked at the BBT, remember? Ragatmik is here, others. But still, it's not like we get a new book and we don't neglect the old books. We get the new books, but the old, than ever fresh, bhuvi tripyanti me, always satisfying. We're never satisfied spiritually. Materially, we should be sick of this material world. Devahuti speaks like that also in the beginning of her dialogue with Kapila, that my senses, asad indriya tarshanat, they're agitating, they're asat. Asato mam sadgamal, this material world is asat. So when our senses interact with this material world, it's not, because we have spiritual senses, so the spiritual senses have to become activated gradually. It's indicated here. Paramaya praya cha bhakti, by bhakti, bhakti mam abhijanati, yavan yasta. If you want to enter, you have to perform the bhakti. And tushtoham, satisfy the guru, in this case, Kardama. And he said, he's saying, I'm very much pleased, and Prabhupada says, astonished. You neglected your own body to use it for me, even though in the next verses he's saying, you're not aware of all the power I have. Now, in the case of some cases, like we know how much power the guru has. Like Narad Muni, he satisfied, he was living as a little boy, Sakrit Smabunjay. One time he took the remnants, we don't know how many times, but at least one time he took the remnants of these sages. His mother had like a boarding house where these sages would live. And during the Chaturmasya season, Sankirtyamanam, Munibir, Mahatmabir, they're Mahatmas. But he was just a little boy, but by their association. So Devahuti's getting this transcendental association of Kardama. And Kardama also showing this example, he's a progenitor. So he has to perform both his duties materially and spiritually so he can satisfy his wife with aerial mansion and all kinds of seven stories aerial mansion with so many apartments. Prabhupada compares it to palaces in Dwarka, Krishna's own palaces. And it could fly Mount Sumeru here and there, enjoy like anything. For 100 years, it went by like that. That's described in so many places in the Bhagavatam. Puru Rava was enjoying with Urvasi, and it seemed like, but it went by like that. In various places in the Bhagavatam, this comes out that there's so much pleasure, but it's gone in a moment. Just like a moment, it's gone. Finished. So no matter how much we enjoy, so Devahuti is becomes the recipient of having Krishna appear as a son. And therefore, she says later to Kapila, she gets the benediction from Kardama Muni that Kapila is there. In fact, she produced 9 beautiful daughters, but then she said to Kardama that I have 9 daughters, they're just gonna go when we get married. They're not required to take care of me. They're gonna be gone. They go off with these sages. So he said, okay, don't worry. Right? So then she became pregnant with Kapila Dev. Varimnasad, the greatest yogi, Bhagavan himself. And therefore she became equipped to ask him the correct questions. So she said, I'm sick of this material. First thing she said to him was, I'm sick of this material world. I'm sick of this. So we have to become sick of this material world to become qualified to ask the proper questions. Tata Brahma Jigyasa. That doesn't come if one is, it may come, but in order to actually get the full realization, one has to give up Vishaya Charya. Seira se majiya, muke bolo hari hari. To chant the holy name properly, one has to bishaya, give up this vishaya. Bishama bishaya bishaya, satata kaino. Vishaya vanivartante narasha. All this sense gratification has to, it's like a burning fire, Naratam says. And very dangerous. Vishama bishaya bishaya, satata. And we're always trying to drink it more and more. And it's never satisfying, becoming baffled. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these senses, they're like jnana karma, tago dui. So those who try to get this jnana or sankhya, some probably describe it, sankhya means to count. So those who have no idea that sankhya is related to Kapila Muni and bhakti, they're simply like the scientists. They can go, say, to the Grand Canyon and look at the different strata of rocks, and they can say count, you know, it's like 2 miles deep, and they can spend their lives doing that, counting. This is what they're doing, so many things. And ultimately, etam drishtam avashtabhyanashtatman opabuddhaya, they're all pabuddhaya. So one has so much knowledge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what does he call it, the opulence of ignorance. And if one develops more of it, he becomes more entangled, more and more entangled. Asha pasha shatar bhavdha kama krodha parayana. Asha pasha. Pasha means the ropes of entanglement. All our desires are coming down on us, material desires, accumulation. Jnana karma dui, tago dui, two thugs, tago dui. And they bring us to the ocean and drown us. Anadi karma pale, paribhavanana vajale. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are my only friend. Lift me out of this ocean. This six pushing, calm, crowed, adi chai. Calm, crowed. They're taking us along with our gan and everything. Kikule, kari, what is it? If one doesn't surrender to Nittai, then what is the use of his great knowledge and his opulence of ignorance? It's just, Prabhupada was discouraging that. He was creating the Gurukula, or he made his attempt. So others might have messed it up. That's another thing, but Prabhupada gave the framework. I've given you the framework, now you can build just like the skyscraper requires. So, but you need the framework. Prabhupada gave framework, so much framework. Gurukuli vasandanto, guror hitam. One should, guror hitam. Do everything for the benefit of the guru. He goes out begging, just like Krishna did. Guru mora morka deki korire shashan. Mahaprabhu says, my guru, he chastised me. You're simply a fool. Even if we think we're not a fool, just like Ajamiya was thinking, he had a clever question. Sometimes devotees would ask stupid questions. I know Prabhupada, in final days, he mentioned one person, and he cited that person, calling him a rascal, because he was asking foolish questions. He said, that is your American business. Many times he would say, Americans, they have done so great. Of course, hey, sarva sakalameva, this is flattery also. But Prabhupada also said, if you're an American and you don't do something amazing for Krishna, then what, you wasted your, you had so much money, you had very good opulence, and you didn't have to worry about anything, so you should do something great. He used to chide Prabhupada good work, every angle. Chaturya apara means unlimited types of clever tricks. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared just like his trick of taking sannyas. He doesn't have to take sannyas. Chanakalo Yadabhavas Triyuga means he only appears in, actually this comes out again in this chapter, that Triyuga. Krishna is called Triyuga, but we know from Prahlad Maharaj that he's covered. So, but he takes sannyas. Sannyas sakritchamo. He takes sannyas, and he has described there in the Mahabharata, and that he will deliver Kalaupapa, all those sinful persons. So this is what's coming out of this these chapters. One's body is very dear to him. We read about that in various places. Savai dehasta parakyo. Prahlad Maharaj talks about it several times, that this body is actually accepted or captured by this material energy. Savai dehasta parakyo. Bangaro at yupaiticha. But it's bangaro at every moment. Nahi nitya manukshana nasha param. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, any moment nasha param. Smara nitya manitya tvam, even Chandrika Pandit says, every moment you should remember that at any moment your body is finished, that this whole nitya, anitya, that this whole anitya samsare. So we're caught in this anitya. So we're reading the beginning of this story. Well, we've been reading it a long time, but we're getting ready in the mood. So it's very nice to, again, read. You can read ahead, just like Prabhupada said sometimes that we should read everything, one thing after another, but he said, it's just like sugar, you open the bag anywhere, it's sweet. So he said, when you open book, you can open anywhere, he said also. But first become familiar with all the books, one after another. Then you can open anywhere. And it's always ecstatic, blissful, Devahuti. She was speaking that Sa eva sarasu krito moksha dvarama pavratam. All learned persons, kavyo vidu, they know that this material world is always entangling. Therefore, they make their attachment to the sadhus. Sa eva sarasu krito hataujasam. She says, by this attachment, this material misery is hataujasam. They cut down, although they're very powerful. They're cut down. Hatojasam. so many things. The Tikshiva Karunika, maybe famous, Prasangamajaram Pasham Atmanakavaya. Many, many great verses will capture our minds, hopefully forever. When we read the conversation with Devahuti. Aho Bhatta Sapatsa Gari Anyadi Vagri Vartate Namatu Vitepus Tapas. The holy name, how important it is. Understood that one has already done all this tapasya, like Devahuti did this tapasya. Of course, to get Krishna directly, so we have no idea. So to get this, to read this also is great fortune for us. Therefore, devotees who feel that they distributing, therefore probably say, I'm saying, where is book? Where is book? Where is book? You want, I need 17 books. So Rameshwar and Radhabala said, Prabhupada, we can do in two months we can do a book. So in 2 months you'll do 17 books. So if astrologers predicted whatever this Abhaicharan says, it will be followed, though it was followed. All the books came out. It's still being followed. Somebody was complaining online that, oh, this ISKCON, they simply follow Prabhupada, they're really following the Gaudiya. Like, how stupid is that? So many people are much more, I would never bother to even answer such a stupid thing, but some devotees are very tolerant. They patiently explaining, you know. Of course, they're quoting from Prabhupada, so then the person could complain that you're just quoting from Prabhupada. How can you say it? Prabhupada is the greatest emissary, Mora Senapati Bhakta. He's the great leader, general in the army of all the Bhaktas, and they're complaining. No, they only follow Prabhupada. We only follow. No, we don't follow you. You're a rascal. Sorry. So that's there. All right, so if anything, any questions here, any statements? But I don't see anybody. Where's the microphone, Walla? Can you talk in the mic?
So by definition, this microphone amplifies what you say, right? That's what the mic does. So by definition, ISKCON follows Prabhupada. That's what it does. So if this guy, it's sort of like he's complaining an elephant's large or something. Or
he's complaining what?
Blue. I mean, by Prabhupada's the founder of Charya of ISKCON, this is what the institution does.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sort of like, oh, there's a lot of books in the library. That's a problem. It's not a problem. That's the feature. So if you don't like Prabhupada or you want something else, it's fine, but ISKCON facilitates that relationship with Prabhupada. That's what it does. So he's like complaining that the, you know, the sun's bright or something.
Such people also, he might be identifying that he's a devotee, but, you know, he's probably trying to say that they're fanatical and, you know, he's trying to sound, you know, like he knows something.
Well, I guess he knows something, so good luck.
A couple of questions, I guess, like, you know, the wife serves the husband, you know, with love and affection, and but in today's world, so many times the woman may be working, you know, they're both working, so then for the wife to be expected to do everything else is impractical, but it seems like that does happen, and that due to time and place and circumstance that the husband has to adjust in that case, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so, but, you know, Prabhupada's giving always, in this, not always, but often, the highest standard, you know, mm-hmm. Bhagavatam is Bhagavatam, you can't mm-hmm. argue with it, so, I mean, So in Kali Yuga, things are relative. Mm-hmm. You know, we see the prediction, Vittameva Kalal Ninam, Janmatra Ganodaya. Money buys power. If one has money, even a sadhu, he's a, not even a sadhu. But if someone's sitting on and has a lot of money, they think he's very great, just like they have pictures of Trump as Jesus Christ or something. It can't get more weird than that.
And I mean, Prabhupada, I've been reading, you know, Krishna book every night, and so they're talking about when, you know, these great sages or Krishna comes into the town, and just by glancing at him, they were completely relieved of all sinful activities, and it was pretty much, and is pretty much like that with Srila Prabhupada, that, you know, he was able to attract people just by seeing him once. And still, it's still happening, right? Just by, through his devotees, like, we talk about these different kings and how they were able to convert their entire kingdom to bhakti yoga. So that's all due to, I mean, people don't pray for misery, right? Nobody want, for the exception of like Queen Kunti, who had such high realization. But there's so much misery, just like now, that all these fires, and we're also concerned that it could just come here. There was so much fire about, you know, maybe 15 miles away. So, you know, we're devotees. We want Krishna to save us from that. But how should we see things like that coming, those kinds of miseries? And how can we take shelter realistically?
Yeah, fire is coming. But, I mean, when I was in Mayapur in 74, and then there was the snake, the cobra, in Prabhupada's bathroom. And the next morning when he spoke on it, he said, first of all, Kunti's prayer just happened to be that day, the next morning, when it was the verse about, I think, Kevayam Namam Rupa Bhyam, which was the one, but it was, anyway, I would have to forensically check it, but basically, right, he was talking about the Yadavas. She's saying how we have the name of Pandu and Yadavas, then this is very great, but after, then without that name, we are nothing. Kevayam Nama Rupa Bhyam Yadavis. So similarly, he said, like this building, if there's nobody in it, it's useless, worthless. And he said, we are in this great marble building, but still that snake is there, and the snake is death. So he was referring to the snake that showed up in his bathroom, the cobra. But the snake is there. Even though we're in this big marble building, we cannot escape from the serpent. So, you know, it was very nice, right? Even right now, it seems nice. I mean, last night it was more smoky. I had to close the window and put the AC on. But many people can't do that. They're suffering more. They're getting bombs. Immediately they're bombed and there's fire. They don't even have a warning. We know that there's a fire. Okay, get away. You might lose your whole house, everything. But still, you can get away. But what if the bomb comes and finish right away? So there's always much worse. That's the material world. Evam Patitam is a pit of snakes, and there's one misery after another. Nityam Asukam Lokam. Therefore, Kunti Devi, or Devahuti is saying that Tamasandasya, Lokasya, Tamasandasya. You're the eye, the chakshu of this material world. You can see. You're the axe for cutting down the attachments in this material world. But Devahuti became very powerful by her association with Kardama. She posed so many questions and wonderful verses also throughout the 25, chapter 25, 24 also. All these chapters going up. in this canto. She spoke wonderful verses. Kapila may have spoke more, but she also spoke. And this, she said, this material world is just one misery after another. I'm sick of it. That was a verse statement. Lokasya tamasandasya. Blind, anda. Anda itandar. We're not only blind, the leaders are more blind. People are following them. Prahlad Maharaj. Anda itandar upaniyamana. Tepi satantram urudamni badda. Badda means badda sakarma biru sattama ting. It was Prahlad's prayer. He talks about the wheel of time. In many places it talks about the wheel of time. Upakasha vibhopravan, being crushed. Prahlad Maharaj was not saying, oh, I'm enjoying. No, he said, I'm being crushed. That is the qualification, Devahuti's qualification. They feel this crushing of the material world is useless. Whole material world is worthless. If Krishna hadn't, there's verses like that. Without Chaitanya, Chaitanya midam vishvam yari Chaitanya mishvaram. What is it? This material world is dead. Achaitanyam is no life. Chaitanya means that consciousness is unconscious, dead. Achaitanyam midam vishvam. Navadu sarva shastra gya. Even if one is knows all the shastras, Yapi Brahmyanti. If he doesn't take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Brahmyanti, he's wandering uselessly in this material world. Yapi Brahmyanti Tejana. Anything else? If one forgets, what is that verse? A Katanchana Smrte Yasmin. What is it? Viparitam Syat. If one remembers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Dushkaram Shukaram, the most difficult thing becomes easy. But if he forgets, then Suskaram Dushkaram, the best thing becomes very miserable. The most easy thing will completely baffle us. We'll be finished. Anything else? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.